Tausch. Our final hour, Jesse and Tausch.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, what a bummer. Everybody's going to miss this. Jason is back tomorrow, and he'll have things factually correct, like this from Mike, the wedding DJ. Michael Gallup.
How'd your dinner go? Lunch go yesterday?
In a moment. Michael Gallup, no longer on the Dallas Cowboys. He is now a Las Vegas Raider.
Okay.
I missed that memo. Thanks, Mike, the wedding DJ. Mike, the wedding DJ, and I, at really for no reason other than you
Las
saying,
Vegas would take Aaron Rodgers over Jordan.
Yeah, that's another one, yep. I don't know why I'm getting dinner with Mike, the wedding DJ.
With the Jets.
Rather have Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I said yes when you asked
me that
a minute ago.
That's a super interesting question. Okay, continue.
I am getting dinner with Mike, the wedding DJ, on Monday of
dinner,
next week.
Not lunch.
Yes. So
wow.
During the summer here, I'm hosting the Great Dane Huddle on ESPN Madison Monday nights from 6 to 7.
Yeah, great guest list. A lot of great running backs that have been at the University of Wisconsin that are coming through.
We've had a bunch of great guests who've been able to join me. Jocko from NBC 15 is going to be
Jocko.
My special guest.
There's nobody more positive than Jocko.
We'll talk about how fast baseball games are being played, no doubt, next week. I'll get that in there for you. So before I host with Jocko, Mike, the wedding DJ, and I will be having dinner at the Great Dane next Monday. And I don't know why. Why did you want me to get dinner with Mike, the wedding DJ? Just to sign me up to go get dinner with a fan who's a great fan of the show and plays trivia and gives us song
nuggets.
You act
like I signed you up.
You Mike did sign. You
Mike, 100%. The DJ, wanted to have dinner with you. You should want
because
people
you
to...
Because you asked him.
No, I didn't.
You should get lunch with Jesse and teach him about music. That's what you said to Mike, the wedding DJ.
You said you wanted to DJ.
This whole thing.
You said you wanted to get a side hustle going where you DJ'd a little bit.
I did not say that. I'm not interested in that at all.
So what I hope out of this is that you go and side hustle and DJ a little bit.
I'm not going to do that.
Why?
My time is too valuable for what I have
I
going
think Mike
on,
the DJ
then on a Friday,
good.
Saturday night to go and DJ weddings for people I don't know. And kudos to DJs out there. They do a great job. The DJ can be the make or break of the wedding, just like the food can be the make or break of the vacation.
Yeah.
If you got a bad DJ, it goes very poorly. Mike, the wedding DJ, by all accounts,
so you don't
want to
go grab dinner with Mike,
DJ.
The DJ. You're feeling forced.
100%. I am now looking forward to it because now Mike, he wins trivia last week, and we email him, hey, congrats,
winners
you
win
trivia. And he's complaining, I heard Jesse say that he's going to hand deliver my prize to me. I'm like, okay.
Is that how he sounds?
Yes, that's how, in my mind, that's how he sounds. Yep. So that's what he's complaining that I haven't delivered on a promise I didn't make to go get lunch with him. You did this.
I'm going
to
go trout fishing with my boy, too.
That's great. You are willingly signing up to do that.
No, I think it'll be fun.
Look, Mike the DJ, I've gotten to know things about Mike. He's the fantasy football commissioner for Dennis Semrau's league.
Okay.
So he called in when Dennis and I were doing a show a few weeks ago, talked fantasy football with us. I've gotten to know a lot about Mike the wedding DJ.
So you're gonna have you'll have a great dinner. You're going to have a great dinner with Mike the DJ.
I'm sure it's going to be great. Yes, it's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to dinner with Mike the wedding DJ on Monday.
It doesn't sound like you're looking forward to dinner with Mike the wedding
DJ. No, it
doesn't.
It sounds like, you're getting a root canal.
I will give a full report.
If you could,
you
get a root canal or
goes.
Dinner with Mike the DJ. Which one are you picking? That's in essence what it sounds like to me.
I don't know if Mike the wedding DJ has a day job as a dentist. I might consider it if that were to be the case. Better than a root canal, Dan Orlovsky, earlier today on Wildy and Tausch. I don't know if fans would say that it's been better than a root canal having me fill in for Jason for the last week.
Well, there's
a
few that definitely don't, but I think you've done a nice job. It hadn't been a root canal. What's like the thing below a root canal? Like a crown.
Like a cavity filling.
You're putting a crown on.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the most cavities you've ever had filled at one time?
Ooh.
I think I had four at once when I was a kid. I had two a couple of years ago after going more than a decade without
any. Do they
any.
Have, if you have baby teeth in and you have a cavity, do they still fill it? Because you shouldn't.
That's a good question.
No,
because they
get
just fall
yanked.
Out. Yeah. Just rip it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because for filling at one time, I think I've gotten four, but I had 20 cavities at once.
Then it had been baby
teeth.
That,
what?
No, this was in high school, because I'd just gotten Invisalign, and I hadn't changed my eating or drinking habits at all, so it just stuck on my teeth, and then I go to the dentist the next time, and they're like, yeah, you have 20 cavities, buddy.
Is that like a record?
It had to be close.
That is so bad.
It was really bad. I just got the last ones filled a year or two ago.
You didn't just do all 20 at one shot?
No, I would have been dying. That would have sucked.
20 cavities?
20 so, like, cavities.
Do you still have, like... Like they fill it,
yeah,
then,
yeah.
Right?
But so now
like,
they fill it, and they, it's
you have
not
like a bionic mouth,
essentially. Yes, but it's white now. It's not metal, or it may still be metal, but they paint over it white or something, so it doesn't look like I have 20 fillings.
The price of silver and stuff is so high that it's not feasible.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't know what they fill with now.
20 cavities. Are you okay? Like,
yeah, I'm fine.
Have you changed your habits? So
a
that
little
you're
bit. Yeah,
not gonna have that situation again. That's.
I had to.
I don't like that.
Don't have that kind of money.
For those who missed it at the top of the show, with Riley out producing here in the Everlight Solar Studio, we were joined by Dan Orlovsky right out of the gates before he hopped on First Take, where I saw here in the studio, he was on TV talking about the Green Bay Packers. I wonder if he gave us a shout-out at like 9:30 this morning. We'll have to check the tape on that for tomorrow. But a couple of interesting things that Dan Orlovsky had to say with us, including joining the camp that, yes, Jordan Love would be worth all the pennies that he would make as the next highest paid quarterback in the National Football League, should that be the case. Here's what he said about the looming contract extension for Jordan Love.
No, I don't have any issue with it because of the one thing, development. I've seen him develop. And, you know, I said that, you know, people take a lot of the things that I say and, you know, we twist them into whatnot. The comparison for me would be this, okay? I've watched Jordan Love develop from what he was in college throughout the couple moments in his early career and then a season, and then I've seen him develop within the season. The contrast for me would be, as much as I love a player in his talent like a Kyler Murray, I haven't seen Kyler develop at a different level just yet. As much as I love and the player and the talent of a Trevor Lawrence, I haven't seen that development to a different level. And so that's why I've had a little bit of hesitation in both those situations where Jordan, albeit one season, I've seen the development from college and then I've seen that in-season development. So no, I would be comfortable in that.
Dan Orlovsky with us earlier on Wilde and Tausch. So I'm going to make this about me for a minute. the look you just gave me,
possibly the least surprising thing I've ever heard.
So I never liked when I was in. I was a good student when I was in school.
I see that
a lot of times, straight A's. Like I was a good student.
Were you considered a nerd?
Not that I know of.
Can you be a jock and be a bowler?
Well, I wasn't a jock.
No, I know.
Like, I was in the
band. But, I mean,
band.
If you were, like, what's the big bowler, the dude that does the chop and all that
Pete
stuff?
Pete Weber.
Was Pete Weber considered a jock in high school?
Doesn't look like
it. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe. I just imagine him with a goatee and sunglasses walking into geometry. Who do you think you are, Pythagoras? I am! I don't know if anyone understood that reference.
No, I did.
So I was a good student, and I never liked when the students who got more credit were the ones who started the year like poorly and then got better as the year went on. When I was like,
you don't like seeing people improve.
Like I it's always good that like, yeah, so this guy went from getting a C to getting an A. That's great. But I was getting an A the whole time. Like, shouldn't I get the credit for that? That I've been good start to finish. So when Dan Orlovsky
says, wait a second, you got an A, they got a C. Isn't that
no,
the credit?
No, they started with a C, then they moved up
no,
to
I
an
understand,
A. And
but
by the time you get to May, it's like, wow, look at all
yeah,
the great
but I understand,
progress
but you got
made.
A's the whole way, and when they're tallying stuff up, you're going to have a 4.0. They'll have like a 3.2. And isn't that the cumulative effect? So wouldn't that be the case?
I don't know. I'm just talking about a teacher giving credit to a student and their development.
But they
and their
are.
Growth.
They're giving you A. Old boy's getting C, B plus A. So that's where I don't understand. Like, what do you mean they're not giving you credit? You literally got an A. And your grade point is higher than this
because,
schlub that started with a C and improved.
What I'm saying is the teachers would say, like, oh, this student did so well because they started the year, like, not having a good understanding of what we were doing, and they weren't engaged, and then they turned things around by December, January, and then now look at where they are now.
Yeah, that's awesome for them,
the top
but their,
of the class
their
in
grade
May.
Point is still going to be probably a point behind yours.
So what I'm saying is Trevor Lawrence being the number one overall pick, getting the Jaguars into the postseason, competing pretty well with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs Chiefs 2 years ago. Like, yeah, Dan Orlovsky says that he hasn't made the jump to the next level to become an elite quarterback. Jordan Love is now at the point where I think Trevor Lawrence was coming into the league with the expectations being what they are as a franchise quarterback and being one of the highest paid faces of the league type guys. Is that fair to say that Jordan Love is now better than Trevor Lawrence because he's grown to that stage because he was a late first round pick and had no expectations out of the gates where Trevor Lawrence was going to be an instant franchise Caleb Williams?
You're missing Orlovsky's point. It's that Trevor Lawrence hasn't developed the same way. Trevor Lawrence was here. That's why he was the number one overall pick, and he played right away, which he shouldn't have, but he did. Jordan Love was 26 and viewed as a talented guy that had a long way to go. You reward people for growing. So old boy that was getting C's, he was probably not going to continue to, you know, get opportunities if he stayed at a C. But I want to see, as a baseball coach or a football coach, I want to see players that are taking coaching and getting better. They're going to get more opportunities as they're doing it because you can tell that they're working and doing it. His point was, these guys aren't. And I'd be a heck of a lot more skeptical paying them $200 million than I would Jordan Love. And by the way, Brian Gutekunst said the same thing. I know what he's about. I feel comfortable. If Jordan Love was on the same trajectory as Trevor Lawrence, he probably ain't getting paid because he didn't make any improvements. And if he stayed flat, his flat wasn't as good, relatively speaking, as Trevor Lawrence's because Trevor Lawrence played at Clemson. He won a national championship, all that other stuff. Jordan Love had two different coaches and went through all this stuff at Utah State. The fact that he persevered, you're saying that because you didn't get some flowers, that's not fair?
But what I'm saying is, because if you're starting at a 94 and you stay at a 90, I'm on a 1 to 100 scale,
yep,
you start at a 94, you end at a 94, is that worse than starting at a 77 and ending at a 94?
No, I'd rather be 94 and 94.
That's what I'm saying. So,
but Trevor Lawrence isn't at a 94.
Well, he's got the same playoff accolades as Jordan Love.
He's saying if you're at a 94 to start and you're not improving, this is what bothers me. I pound points because I want to make sure people understand the mentality of how things are viewed in the NFL. You never stay the same. Trevor Lawrence hasn't stayed the same. He's gotten worse. He did not have as good of a season. And that doesn't mean he won't. And that now that he's got this contract and he's got a little more stability at coaching, I'm not blaming him for going from a 94 to a 68 when he's got Urban Meyer, who doesn't know any of the players on the other team, but on game plan and is hanging around at a saloon and then fly back with his team. I'm not going to punish him for that. But the reality is he did not get better that year. And every year you don't get better in the NFL, you're getting worse. Jordan Love has started off, many people, including our own Jason Wilde, I don't know if he can play. There were other players that said that too. And instead of pouting about it, he said, you know, I'm just going to get a little bit better. And you know what? I'm going to get a little bit better. And then I'm going to get a little bit better. And his incremental growth is now, I would argue, much better than Kyler Murray and where Trevor Lawrence is. And that's why he's going to be paid, because the assumption is that growth will continue. I don't know if that will happen. That's what the assumption is.
And that's what Dan Orlovsky said when he joined us earlier today.
I don't know how we went from you being a nerdy bowler that didn't like the fact that somebody that was a C-grade student worked to get an A. You didn't like that. They got the same credit as you. I don't know where that came from.
So this is going to be a mistake. We are going to play trivia coming up in the next segment. Riley has created trivia. Stay. Hold on for a second. Somebody I went to high school with has called in.
Oh, is it our guy?
It is Tier 1 Tyler.
Tier 1 Tyler.
Tier 1 Tyler has called in. Riley answered the phone. If I was producing this show, I would not have answered this call, seeing who it was. This is going to be a mistake. Tyler, hi. How you doing?
Oh, I've been waiting my time here to call in all week while I've been hosting. I've been waiting for the perfect opportunity. And when Jesse comes out and hesitates when he says if he was a nerd or not, I just had to call in. I just couldn't hold that back. I couldn't let him live that because we were nerds, Jesse. We were nerds.
You're it's counting okay. yourself in that?
Were you like Can't Buy Me Love nerds where you guys were like sitting in the cafeteria corner by yourself?
No.
Oh, no. But see, like, we're not that type of nerd. You know,
social
we just
nerds.
Were in band. Yeah.
Band.
You know? Like,
yeah, band nerds.
Jesse liked to call games in his basement, you know, where normal kids are outside throwing a football around.
Well,
you know?
It's not like I wasn't that's throwing the football different. Around. Like, it's not like I was like, hey, guys, I'm not coming out to play. I'm announcing the Madden game downstairs. Like, I didn't do that. You were with me for half of this stuff.
Sounds like you might have been.
That's true. Yeah, well, I will tell you, Jesse, he talks a big game. He talks a big game here, but he was a very kind person to anybody in high school, which I think is the best quality.
That's
about
awesome.
Yeah, that's nice.
I can see that.
Wow. Hey.
I can see him being a hall monitor and also being a really nice dude. I can see all
Tyler
of that.
Tyler was kind to everyone, too. Tyler was a social butterfly in high school. He was in, like, every circle.
That's,
like forensics?
Yes, this
Were you guys
true.
In forensics?
I could have
no,
done forensics.
No, that was the one club I wasn't in, Tausch.
Okay.
But everything else, you
Tyler,
could name under the sea.
He was in, like, he was on the student council, he was in that group, and then he was in the band group, and then he was
Tyler,
in the cross-country
how many
group.
NFL teams would take Jordan Love starting over Aaron Rodgers out of 32? How many would, right now, how many would you stay?
Well, probably I would say 28, because I would say... You would go with, I mean, probably I'm going to include the Bears in it because they're probably not going to give up on their first overall pick in the first, you know, this dynasty talent. But probably the Bears, the Chiefs, the Bills, and trying to think of any other good dominant quarterbacks. But like, there's been so few lately that like, how can you not?
What about the 49ers?
And to be See, the question is if you're saying no contract, then I think 28 for sure. But, like, if you're talking about the situation that the 49ers are in, you know, Jim Rutledge, all of his beardom, he talks about it, how only Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady have won when your quarterback's cap hit is over, you know, 17%. You know,
that is one
I
of his
think
things.
There's something to it.
That is
and
true.
There's
Tom loves that
to
take.
It.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Tier 1. This is why Tier 1 Tyler's my number one Tier 1 of your friends.
That's great.
He's the best. Good. Tier 1.
Is he in the Hall of Fame running?
He should be. I don't. Fortunately, I don't have to make that call. I think he's in the mix. I don't think he's going to get in the first ballot.
No.
He didn't bring any bubbler. What's that?
Oh, my God. I had a meeting. I will.
I'm not mad. Hey, Tyler, we're not mad at you. Nobody's
Sounds
mad.
Sounds like you're a little
I'm just stating... What happened? It's not. I'm
accepting
just
accepting bribes for a Hall of
There's
fame.
No bribes.
That's exactly
no
what
bribes.
This is.
You're just, right. I'll flip 100 in there next time, Tyler. I'm sorry. I didn't put the proper.
Attaboy.
Get out of here, Tyler. Get out of here. Get out of here. Clear the phones for trivia. Get out of here.
All right.
The golden
we'll see you later.
Geese.
Have a good day.
Hang up on him, Riley.
The golden geese.
Yep. We have not gone out to trivia in a long time.
Who answers
time.
More questions, right? You or Tyler?
It's been a while.
But when you're in your prime, who's a better trivia player?
Tyler's a little better pop culture-wise than I am. So I'd say he's got an edge there. But we complement each other well. We're
I bet
Giannis
you
and Chris Middleton.
There you go.
844-770-3776. Time to play trivia. 844-770-3776. Caller 10 in honor of Jordan Love again. Riley, what is today's category?
The category today is great sports collapses. I was hoping Edmonton would win yesterday, so the topic would be a little more pertinent, but I still think it works.
So you pre-wrote the trivia and just hoped.
No, actually, I wrote it after the game still.
And you still did.
Yeah, I was trying to go with categories, and I was like, nah, I was already set on this.
Caller 10, 844-770-3776. We're playing trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance. Give me a moment, some kind of
mystery. Give me a shot at the light. Wildy and Tausch trivia. Great sports collapses in honor of the Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup final.
I totally
and not
get
collapsing.
If, like, Riley last night, I was like, I'm tired. I'm going to write this up. I kind of wonder. But you saw it. The collapse didn't happen. And by the way, I don't even know if it would have been a collapse.
I mean, yeah, you're up 3-0. You lose
yeah,
the
I understand
cum.
That. Like, but
yeah, that's a collapse. One of the great collapses, really, of all time.
Yeah.
If it did happen.
I would think that there's NFL games that are worse because it's one. You have a big lead. Every game
three,
stands
yeah.
on its own yeah. in hockey. Goalie gets hot.
But that's part of why it's even more of a
collapse.
It's not just
for,
a one game.
But they didn't collapse, and yet we're still doing a collapsing trivia contest.
It is questionable. Yep. Thankfully, we have a kind trivia contestant today, veteran of the game. Jeff in Monroe is today's trivia contestant. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You guys are dudes being dudes, so it's fun.
You signing up for camp with Old T if we do Camp ESPN Wisconsin?
I wonder what Jeff would nickname cheeses. What do you think Jeff's like big interest would be? If we're just sitting around a campfire, what would be a topic you'd want to bring up, Jeff?
That baseball bit you were doing.
Oh,
that
80s baseball players.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
All right.
Robin Yount.
Are you playing pickleball, Townsend?
I am, but I was just telling Jesse, the old wheel's not great. A lot of arthritis, a lot of issues with that. And I knew when I played that this was part of the deal, but my pickle game, I got my tail kicked this morning. So, Jesse, you should be happy I'm in as good a mood as I am.
Well, if you need a sub, I can step in for him. Pretty good at
pickleball. I heard you're a top-notch player.
Yeah.
Big tournament in Sun Prairie coming up, so you should sign up
and
go play.
Maybe we will, yeah. All right, Jeff, here we go. Great collapses in sports history. Question number one. With the Edmonton Oilers losing last night, which NHL team... This is a hard first question. Which NHL team...
I love that you criticize. You hate when we criticize your questions.
Well, that's why I do it when I'm over here.
And then when someone else... You are the,
know,
you're more critical than we ever
tomorrow.
Are of you.
I'm right back over there tomorrow, okay. And it's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, and I know the only thing that's going to happen is Old T is going to be sitting right here going, kind of...
I don't know, Jim.
I know I'll be taking notes tomorrow.
All right. Start over. Sorry, Jeff. Question one. With the Edmonton Oilers losing last night, which NHL team remains the only one to ever pull off a reverse sweep in the Stanley Cup Finals? What are we actually asking? What's a reverse sweep?
They came back and won. They were down 3-0 and won four games in a row.
So who's the only team that's come back from down 3-0 to win the Stanley Cup
Finals?
Is that
terminology known? Reverse sweep?
I think so.
I've never heard of that.
Because it doesn't happen that often.
That's the first time I've heard of it. But like usually it's like...
What of gentleman sweep?
Gentleman sweep is when you let them win one game and then you sweep them.
Correct.
Jeff, is it the Detroit Red Wings, Toronto Maple Leafs, or Milwaukee Admirals?
Well, I can eliminate C, but...
it's usually a good strategy.
But that wasn't funny, though.
Now who's criticizing?
No, I'm criticizing.
I'm sorry, Jeff, say that again.
A.
Detroit Red Wings?
One. Yes.
I have no clue.
I didn't know.
That's a third question. That's a second
that's
question.
Tough,
see, I was debating where I'd put it, but then I was thinking with the hockey, that was kind of the lead-in, so then put it at number one.
Yeah.
And now we'll probably get the next two, so he can feel good about himself going into Wednesday.
Feel good Tuesday.
This is not following the easy, medium, hard approach
we're
to
going,
trivia.
I think it goes hard, easy, medium.
Yeah, this is an easy one, Jeff. You're going to get this one right. Question two. Which Packers tight end muffed a crucial onside kick in the Packers 28-22 overtime loss to the Seahawks in the 2014-15 NFC Championship game? Was it Tom Crabtree, Jermichael Finley, or Brandon Bostic?
C, Brandon Bostic.
Yep. That was question one.
I did think about that.
This is like
it was like midnight when I was writing these questions.
One of those movies, like Memento, where you're doing it not in order, it's not chronological.
I have no idea.
Question three.
Memento.
It's a good movie.
Okay.
You would like Memento.
All right, maybe
you
I'll check
like
it out.
You would like all those types of movies.
Okay.
You like things that make you think, right?
I do.
Movies that don't go...
I'd like
Prestige.
One of these trivia questions to make me think.
You know The Prestige?
I love The Prestige.
Doesn't go chronological.
That's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Jeff and Monroe, question three. The Wisconsin Badgers held a 21-point lead over Penn State in the 2016 Big Ten football championship game before the Nittany Lions came back to win and Jesse and his friends drove home sad from Indianapolis the next morning instead of partying. Which player was the Badgers' starting quarterback in that game? Was it Joel Staube, Bart Houston, or Alex Hornibrook?
This is a tough one.
Yeah?
These are not easy questions today.
I'm going to go with Bart Houston.
Bart Houston is correct.
Nailed it.
Nicely done, Jeff. We forget about the Bart Houston year.
We definitely do.
And he was good. He was good that season.
Bart Houston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the year they beat LSU to open the season at Lambeau.
Was, they were really not expected to be a great team that year, and they ended up being very good that year. Went and beat Western Michigan in the Cotton Bowl.
It's a fun year.
Jeff, you got two of the possible three questions correct, meaning you got three of the possible four entries into the drawing on Friday for an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack when everyone's back in their normal place, and I will handle the drawing from the cheese fry helmet. Thanks for playing, sir. Always fun catching up.
Awesome. Love you guys.
Yeah, there it is.
That's it.
Jeff and Monroe. Jeff.
Let's crack open a Coors Light. Two out of three. It ain't bad, as Meatloaf said. And Coors Light goes great with meatloaf and everything else. Brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill in those mountains. Make sure they're blue. It is muggy out today. Going to have a little condensation. Make sure the mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light is chilled to perfection. That's what is Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. A Golden, Colorado.
I can't say I've ever had Coors Light with meatloaf, but I guess I'm open to trying new things. We'll see how it goes. Yesterday, Will Riley, what would you grade it yesterday, Tausch?
I don't even remember. I actually thought that part was good. My memory
His long-winded
sweet.
Bachelor party story.
Yeah, it was a good It was a good little yarn.
Thank you.
Is that actually how you felt?
No, I enjoyed Will Riley yesterday.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll see what Riley Yauch has in store coming up next. In Will Riley, straight ahead, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
My guy Mike the Wedding DJ on the text line, Memento, one of the best movies I've ever seen.
There's a topic.
I guess
over dinner?
I guess we know what we're talking about right after we order at the Great Day next Monday. Maybe we'll be talking about how great this segment is with Jesse and Tausch in for Wildy and Tausch. It's Whoa Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Okay, so speaking of yesterday's Whoa, Riley... Tausch, I took your advice to heart. You got on me and my friends a little bit for not committing to going camping through the rain.
Yep.
So yesterday, I'm in a rec league. We meet every Monday, and every 2 weeks, we switch sports. So this week, we're playing soccer.
So wait a second. What kind of rec league changes sports? Like, is this
we change sports? It's just like a sports league.
So if you're
it's
like
kind of like your camp.
If you're getting recruited, it's like I'm just an athlete. You're not. Oh, I'm going to a running back camp. This is. Rec league, I'm an athlete, throw whatever you want
exactly.
of me, I'm going to go do it.
Yep. Sports for fun.
We've done ultimate frisbee, now we're on soccer, then we have kickball.
And it's just once a week.
Once a week, yep.
Huh, kind of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So yesterday,
I feel like I did this when I was in first grade.
There's a lot.
There's a ton of people. What's your crew? You have a core crew?
Yep. So you get just thrown randomly assigned on a team. You can like request certain people if you want your friends on a team. So I'm with a few of my friends, but outside of that, it's just... random people that I'm in for the first time.
This is fun. You know, we're always looking for ways to build communities. We have that potential camp that we're doing. This is, sounds like a really fun idea.
We're not
exactly,
doing
very
the
similar.
Camp. No one is
we should
putting
do the
that camp.
Camp
together.
We'll see.
We should do the camp. But anyways, so we get to the field, and like 5 minutes after we get there, they cancel the rest of the games for the night because of lightning.
Yeah, lightning is different than rain.
Yeah. So... we're like, a guy from the other team comes up and is like, hey, we're all here. We didn't come out here for nothing.
No.
Let's play. And we're like,
you idiot.
But not in lightning.
We're
going to
play.
Though.
No, we play in lightning.
So you won't camp when it's raining, but you'll play You'll play lawn darts when there's lightning.
Yes.
Okay, exactly. I just want to make sure I'm on the same page. All right.
Like the Thunderdome.
So you guys are idiots,
yes,
is what you're telling me. Okay.
This is confirmed. So we were playing soccer for about 45 minutes. Torrential downpour, lightning all over the place.
How many dudes?
Mostly dudes. There were like three girls that were playing.
Okay, so how many total people were playing?
I think about 15, and it was probably about 12 to 3 men to women.
You're all idiots.
Potentially, yes. Yeah. But it was awesome, and we committed to it, so we did it. And we eventually drew the line. There was hail about that big at the camera. It was like
you
a little
over. You drew the line at hail?
Hail was the line we drew, and then we're like, all right, let's get out of here. So, for you guys, what's something that you've committed to and just like, I'm going to do it no matter what, and you've stuck it out through crazy conditions?
Well, climbing Machu Picchu.
You did commit
Bad
to that.
Bad wheel. Very nervous that we're doing it, and we did it. So that would be one. I'm not interested anymore. I used to love. I mean, I'd play golf if it was snowing, if it was and I'm out on that now. Like if it's not nice conditions, I'm out.
Why? What's the reason for that?
I think I'm just getting old. Mm-hmm. Like that's part of it. I'm maybe not as dumb. Fair. I get it. When you're young, you think you're invincible. You find out later in life you're not. And so I'm not interested in playing golf when there's lightning storms hitting. I'd rather just go back in the clubhouse.
I will say, when I was in high school, it wasn't lightning and thunder. It was just like a torrential downpour of rain. And we went to
you and Tyler in the band, lightning and thunder.
Out there with your saxophone.
Tyler might have been there for this.
Jesse's 100% a tuba guy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Guaranteed tuba.
Well, never mind. I'm not going to tell you about
the high
school
thing. I bet you had those sleeves. They're a little bit too long with the stripes.
I wasn't a tuba guy.
You didn't do any tuba.
Not a sousaphone? No, Tyler was the tuba guy.
Oh, Tyler was
Tyler
tuba?
Dave
Tier 1 tuba
guys.
Tyler.
Yeah, tuba Tyler.
Very interesting.
He's also a trombone guy. That was his number one thing. Mm,
very difficult musical instrument to play.
Wait, so what was your instrument then, Jesse?
Oboe. And that's
the oboe.
The thing that I... Don't give me that
Is that the
look.
Real big one where you're like...
No.
That's the smaller one?
There's none of this.
What's
there's
the
no
big,
string that's
like,
playing
not
anything.
A violin, but it is a monster.
A cello. A cello.
And people are like...
Yeah, it's a cello or a bass.
Oh, schleppe de bass, man. Schleppe de bass.
We have lost him. So when I went for my music, I wasn't a nerd, but I did audition to be a double major in music at Bradley University. And when I went for my...
Let me tell you something. Anyone that... If I could go back, there'd be two things. I'd learn a second language in a big way, and I'd get a musical instrument. I would love to be able to cello out or to oboe it or to play a trumpet, whatever it would be. I'm still to this day irritated I didn't do that. I tried to learn the piano, but my fingers are so fat.
It enhances you?
Yeah.
My dad's really good at guitar. I mean, my fingers aren't the most nimble, but I play the piano just fine.
Way to go.
Yeah, my dad can play the guitar really well, and I will say it's a pretty cool skill.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool skill.
If you can jam on a guitar, man, you're going to be in a good place in life.
You can be the hit of the party. You walk in, you can sit down at the piano, play a few tunes that everybody knows.
You have musical talent. Everybody might rip you when you're in high school and saying you're a nerd. I'm telling you, it's such a great quality to have in life. Ugh. Yeah, it's a mistake I made.
I was sick for when I went and did my audition. And so, usually
you're raspy.
They have a piano player who, accompanies you for the audition. I said, please don't play. I need extra time to breathe and all that. And, I was nervous that it was going to go so bad. And basically, I got done, and they're like, yeah, we don't even really care. We know you can play. We know you're decent. We just want to talk about what you're going to be doing here. And I'm like, oh, great. So I stuck it out for nothing, basically. I could have just said, I'm sick, I don't want to play, and it would have been just fine. It's kind of irritated about it.
Well, at least you stuck it out.
I did.
You always have that knowledge that you
persistent
stuck it out.
Persistent dedication, determination. Yeah, it'll get you far.
Yeah, exactly. And I will say, going back to the band thing for a second, especially here, the UW band is still one of the, coolest things on campus. We have a few band members in our fraternity, and they came to a party one time. They got a couple of their friends. Then you have eight band members,
and they're workers now. They go through training camp.
Oh, yeah. You should see their
calves. It ain't no joke.
Their calves are insane from that stop at the top marching style. It's ridiculous.
I have not checked their calves.
No, you gotta see
was
their
Will
calves.
Be in the band? Because all he ever wants to talk about is his calves. I really hope that he comes back tomorrow fresh and just a little bit of a hue outside of Casper.
Where?
He's gonna. I hope he's not Caspering it up tomorrow. What?
What do you think he's been doing for 10 days?
I literally have no idea. I'm guessing he was like in a gym watching his kids do something.
Do you think you're going to be overwhelmed, underwhelmed, or properly whelmed by Jason's recap of what he's done for his week and a half away when he comes on tomorrow? Yeah?
I think I'll be underwhelmed. I hope I'm wrong.
Your bar is so low for him.
I know. The fact that he left the house, I'm already impressed, but I'm guessing he stayed down in Oshkosh in a gym typing up different stories for, you know, potential top five reasons the wideouts are going to be good, and he'll have all that crunched so that he doesn't get rushed in July. That's what I bet he did.
That's it for Woe Riley. Thank you, Riley.
Riley, you do a good job.
Contributions.
I like his Woe Rileys. He gets us thinking. He doesn't just, oh, here's a checklist. I got to run this. He gets you talking. I don't know how we got. Yeah. Where did you start?
I started with
Soccer and the Lightning.
Yep. Riley, great stuff.
Thank you.
He basically spent his segment the last 2 days saying he's an idiot for doing stuff in the ring.
I enjoy that.
Exactly. People like calling other people idiots.
People don't want to sit here and tell, oh, this is so great, my Pookie did this, and oh, like, you want to hear
Pookie.
People's deal. Yeah, I'm big on Pookie right now.
Is this what you want from me every day?
Pookie, I enjoy when people tell me that maybe everything isn't always go as swimmingly. That's why I come in. I got some angst. I have things going on. It gets me a little irritated. That's fun. Me telling you, oh, I went to the store and everything went great. Oh, great story, Pookie.
Yeah.
The last segment of me hosting the show for a week and a half is coming up next, Pookie. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Most musical song you could find, or what?
No, G just asked.
Whose time management is worse? You or Wildy? Because it's 57-58.
Great point, Tausch. We'll get out. Sorry, Riley. We're all out of time for you. Thanks for filling in. Thanks to Dan Orlovsky for joining us. Thanks to Evan Cohen for joining us. We've missed those conversations or our full show or any of our shows from the last week and a half without Jason.
It's not a very good job of getting out.
Subscribe. Apple, Spotify, Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcasts, YouTube as well. Jason's back tomorrow. He'll be able to tell you tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.